Each day at 8:20 this week, we're going to be talking with a new business owner, another business owner in Southern Illinois, big business in small towns like Southern Illinois. And my first guy up, I couldn't help it. I was selfish because I enjoy talking to Randy Drone of Dinger Bat so much from Ridgeway, Illinois. Randy, morning. How are you, sir?
Morning, Tom. I'm doing fine. Appreciate you having me on.
You know, I love your story so much, you know. I mean, you start with a few pieces of good lumber and a lathe. That's where you started.
Yes. Yep, that's true.
How many people?
I tell everybody we started with nothing and got most of that left, Tom.
And I understand that, too, but that wouldn't be exactly accurate because you have really grown. You started with a few pieces of good lumber, a lathe. You started with you and your son or just you?
Mostly it was Kyle's idea, and it didn't take him long to talk me into it because we love baseball so much. But, he just made a comment. He was working for the Cubs double-A team down where he went to college in Jackson, Tennessee, and he kept talking about it, and I did a little research, so bought a lathe, and we bought some wood and got started.
Yeah. By the way, Jackson, Tennessee, I didn't know that's one of the best towns I've ever been to. That is a great place.
It is.
So I've been curious about this. Is there any way you could have taken Dinger Bats from Ridgeway, Illinois, to a worldwide company if it wasn't for the Internet?
No, I tell you what, Internet is obviously a good tool to have. I'm actually looking at our website now. We reach worldwide, really. We ship places. We've got some players in Australia that are using us pretty regular, and Germany. We've got some exposure over there. We try to be involved with the Israeli team. That hasn't worked out yet, but we're still plugging along.
So right now, I mean, how many countries do you think total that you send to? I mean, your bats go everywhere.
Yeah, they do. We've shipped to Japan. We've got a good presence in Taiwan, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, of course, United States.
Anywhere they play baseball, then,
Mexico,
basically.
Mexico, anywhere they play baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like Puerto Rico and Dominican. You know, it's a religion down there.
Right. How many years did it take for you to achieve this level of success, Randy?
Well, this is our 20th year in the major leagues, believe it or not. But we, you know, you get a little success and, you know, it kind of falls out from under you. You get few major league players, then they jump ship and for better deals, which is hard to control. But it's after about 6 years, we were starting to get a foothold. We still do a lot of youth baseball, which is like planting seeds in your garden. You hope they grow.
All right. Well, but, I'm curious about this. What makes your bats better? Because I know there's some people, and I think even me, if I'm looking at a rack and a baseball, I see Cardinal Red, that would affect my mind. But it's got to be more than a paint job.
It is. A lot of it, it's like any business, Tom. Customer service is paramount. You have to start with good quality raw materials, and then you turn it into a custom bat, and you know, remember on the especially at the pro level, it's like a tool to these guys. They have to have the feel for it, but most of it, I mean, God makes the wood. We all bat companies pretty much use the same type of wood, and it boils down to customer service and a quality product.
All right, so there's nothing special about your wood, a special tree, set of wood somewhere that you go back into. There's no secret wood here.
Well, you know, all of our wood comes from up in the Northeast in Canada, where they have the best growing, the harshest winter. I mean, we have hardwoods, the same hardwoods in our area. We just don't have the harsh enough winter to make them a good quality bat.
All right. So the other part then is the dimensions, the weight. It's interesting because when I played baseball, first off, I was a terrible baseball player, but I can hit the ball, right?
Well, right.
You know, I look like the Jolly Green Giant trying to make it to first, but I could hit the ball.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that, here's your bats, and there's like four or five, and that's your pick. With these guys, you just talked about it. It's your tool. So you are custom making a hammer for baseball players when it comes to the analogy for carpenters. The barrel, how much it weighs. I mean, everything is taken into consideration for some of your big names then.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, Major League Baseball has their own restrictions on size and length and barrel and handle size. Of course, they have, especially on the maple, they've cut down on multi-piece breakage by their
quality
control issues.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a big deal. And but, you know, a player, I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel, so a player may take a bat, and other companies copy ours as well. It's kind of flattering. But they'll take a barrel that they like and then off one bat, and a handle they like off another one, and Kyle can digitize that and load it into the lathe and cut them some samples, and then that's what, if they like it, that's what they'll order.
So has Dinger Bats been a Simon, David and Goliath type of deal? And because when you look at who is out there, they're the big name, Wilson, and all these names that are out there that just have their roots deep. I mean, a Rawlings glove, right? I mean, when you were a kid in high school, you got a Rawlings glove. That was the best, right? So have you, exactly. You really had to do a David and Goliath thing with Dinger?
It's still an ongoing process. Oddly enough, like over at Louisville Slugger, I have some friends over there, and you know they know they're much bigger than us, but they're still treat us like we belong, and that's gratifying. But you know, we just try to get the product out there. Louisville Slugger, for instance, has been in business 120 years. You're not going to unseat them. Marucci's a big player, and a lot of it's getting money behind it, but for our limited budget and resources, we've stretched out there pretty far.
So are your best salespeople and promotional staff Major League Baseball players?
Major League players are good because if your grandson or son sees their favorite player using the Dinger bat, they automatically have to have one. So but youth baseball, don't underestimate these travel teams where you get involved and you sell the entire tournament game bats. They get, you know, and sales are driven from that as well. And as those kids grow up, they're going to play high school ball. Some go to college. Some maybe get drafted. But eventually they'll be dads and they'll think, hey son, I used Dinger bats when I was growing up. Why don't you try those? So that's, you know, planting seeds again.
But your bats are also very visually appealing. That's one of the first things. When I was on your website and I was looking, because I wanted to buy, I think I told you I wanted to buy a bat for somebody, mm-hmm. and I got sidetracked on another project, and I was kind of enthralled because I'd asked you to do some engraving and color and all this. And right. I was kind of enthralled by that, to be honest with you. Your choice, your dynamics, your graphics. I mean, it was a very visually appealing. I can see that on the rack and saying, if I was a kid, I'd go, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big change from when we were kids, Tom. We got a flame-treated bat, if you were lucky.
Right.
And it didn't have our name on it. But now you can have all that customized. We've got a place on the website where you can build your own bat, add the color, all your engraving, and have it shipped right to you anywhere in the world.
Here's a question came in. One of our listeners on the American Monument text line says, with the Major League Baseball's current focus on home runs and power hitting, have the way you make bats, has that changed, or the wood changed in any way to be able to make kind of what the current mood, we'll call it, behind the home plate in baseball?
Well, there again, we start with a good quality raw material, and we buy only number one for the, especially major leagues, and we grade it again when we get it. So they get the best of the best, but yeah, the home run is a big deal. I'm a kind of a traditionalist. I like
seeing the ball hit the
ball. I like, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I figure it's another pitching battle. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Let's hit the ball.
No, I like, what's the term? They get a base hit, they steal a base, then they get a blast and get two runs out of it. But home runs are always going to be exciting. The big thing, Tom, that's changed over the years is with the metal bats, they have that negative weight ratio. So the bats need to be a minus three, which means if a 33-inch bat needs to be 30 ounces. That's why you see a lot of them break. But They all want a big barrel, small handle, but when they make contact, it's pretty impressive. When we had Schwarber a couple of years ago, he was exciting to watch.
Well, all I can tell you is in a wood bat, it feels like you can feel the hit better. That's
exactly,
I don't know whether that's me or I'm just, you know, a little predisposed towards wood bats. Now, there is
that's the way it should be played.
See, that's what a traditionalist. So with this new league in Williamson County and a new team, we don't know what the team's name is yet. I was wondering, are you involved in that way? Because it seems like a natural.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we were heavily involved with the minors, and Kyle's had several meetings with those folks over there, and they've got some big plans, and we're right there with them. So, yeah, we're really excited about the possibility of that.
So what's next for you? What's next for Dinger Bats? A 20-year story that continues to grow. I love social media. I love following your page because I'll see, and it doesn't have to be Dinger Bats. It can be any of a number of my friends who will take a picture of a TV screen and blow it up for their Facebook page and go, that's a Dinger Bat.
Yeah, cool.
I know you love that too.
Yeah, I do. It's pretty exciting. It's basically we want to continue to grow. We're producing about 20,000 to 25,000 bats a year now. The COVID thing kind of knocked us down, but we feel like this year we can maybe not double that, but add to that production and just continue to build the brand.
25,000 bats a year?
Yep. Yeah, we're one of the small players in the business, but it's big for us.
That is making 68 bats a day or 680 bats a day.
Yeah. They're busy back there.
How much they are. This starts our series, Randy Drone, Dinger Bats. He and Kyle in Ridgeway have created this. We were talking about this earlier because I when you say Ridgeway, my mind instantly comes up with popcorn capital of the world. What you could be the baseball bat capital of the world.
Well, yeah, but, you know, either way, Ridgeway's got pop.
Uh-huh. You know what? I think that would look good on a bumper sticker, Ridgeway.
We may have to put that on a T-shirt.
Put it on a T-shirt. Popcorn capital and baseball capital of the world, we got pop. I like that. We got pop in Ridgeway.
You know, there you go.
It's interesting. Small town Southern Illinois, when I first saw Randy do this and then the drones were doing this, I have a deep family connection with the drones. My father, my grandfather, was quite ill. we couldn't bring in the crop. You know, I was still quite young. And it was the drone family that came in and brought in the Miller's family's crops. Small town Southern Illinois, here we are 50 years later.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, we all
got to
stick together, Tom.
We all stick together in the drone family. So whenever I saw this guy as a drone, and I'm like, oh, you know Carl Drone? Yeah. Carl and his family was the one that brought in my family's crop. So it's
they're good people. Yeah,
they're good people, just like all the I like all the drones. So
appreciate that and
Randy. But I thought it was interesting. Kind of, if you've been around a while, there's a story behind a story behind a story. So I'm gonna do that with Randy this morning. Randy, wish you the best of luck. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Brent Clark, Saline River Farms. This is a new farm. Meat Processing Center in Williamson County. That'll be tomorrow at 8:20. Today, Randy Drone. And Randy, thanks for every minute, pal. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Good talking to you.